This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter offer code OMFG at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Deanna.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey.
What is happening?
You know, just living.
So I was on a flight.
Oh.
Recently, and I was trying to get to my seat. I was all the way in the back of the plane. I finally get to my row, almost, but there's a woman in the row ahead of me where I'm supposed to sit down.
Okay.
Just blocking the aisle, rummaging through bags, like digging for something. And I politely stood there for a minute.
And you have like 150 people behind you kind of
deal? A million people behind me. The people who were sitting in her row were also standing there waiting for her. And she just didn't care. She gave no fucks. And then I just kind of wiggled by her after a minute or
right.
two and put my bag up and sat down, and I watched her for another 10 minutes, just stand there.
Doing her.
Then finally, she sits down in her seat, puts the tray table down, reclines her seat.
In the upright or locked position?
She sits back.
Okay.
It's back. We are not taken off yet, right? And she falls the fuck asleep.
Wow.
Puts her head on the shoulder of the man next to her, a stranger.
Yeah.
This woman gives zero fucks.
Yeah, she just sort of was going to do it the way she wanted to do it, you know?
Totally. And she is now my new hero.
Oh, you liked it.
I was super annoyed with her at first, and then I was like, she is my hero.
When did you turn? When did you turn from anger to...
When I saw her cuddled up next to that strange man,
right.
I was like, wow.
How you did it, sweetie.
This is just a different way to live life.
Right.
And I'm not mad at that.
Do you think it's like just complete narcissism? Like, or is it just, why bother?
She was very young, very sweet seeming.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's just how she lives.
Was she well?
She was well. She was, you know, later on in the flight, she was holding a stranger's baby.
Oh. So how young a gal were we dealing with?
I can't say. She just had a youthful way about her.
Okay. Because there's a thing that goes on with millennials, it seems, where they just feel entitled.
That has been my,
you know,
so understanding.
Maybe she was just feeling entitled to do it her way.
She was definitely, you know, there were no rules for her on that flight.
And how are you going to use and apply what you learned from her in your own life, Emily Foster?
Well, I've stopped showering.
Oh.
I hug strangers.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, but I'm carrying her with me in my heart.
It's beautiful.
To just remind myself that sometimes I give too many fucks.
Right.
You know?
Right. And women tend to give way too many fucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
It's exhausting.
But today we have on sweet Jordan Firstman.
Oh, we have a nice looking man.
And maybe he can tell us. I don't know. Maybe he'll be a millennial spirit who'll be able to clear this up for us.
Oh, well, he does that. He has a web series.
The Disgustings.
And they don't give any fucks.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Maybe we can learn about that from him.
From him.
We'll see if he gives fucks in real life.
He does it with Drew Droege. Let's bring Jordan in.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me. How'd the intro go?
Well, since you're a listener of the show, you know we do intros, and it went quite well, matter of fact. Thank you for asking.
You get that sponsor? Get that sponsor.
Come on, sponsors. You know this is where it's at. We have old people and we have young people listening. What's up?
I heard you had a sponsor for Boyhood the other week.
Yes.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
So, like, Richard Linklater just reached out and he was like, hey, I'm a big fan.
He called us.
He called. Do you share a phone line?
You know what it was? It was, there's something today where you can merge calls.
It's called merging calls.
So, we did that. And by the way, this is Jordan Firstman. I just want to get the actual name in there. I think we said it in our intro, but
Jordan,
I just want to get it in
Firstman.
There. Firstman.
Firstman.
Yeah, so that's
where it all comes from. All the chutzpah.
All the chutzpah.
You're like,
Jew.
I'm the first man.
I am the first man. I mean, for a long time I wanted my name to be Adam, but that's a little aggressive.
That's hilarious.
You
know? Yeah.
You get it?
Oh, yeah.
Adam,
it took me a second.
Yeah, it really did.
It really did.
I just saw this look of sheer horror on your face.
No, because, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it all hit, and I'll try to be more on the ball.
It's just a simple origin story of the people of Earth.
Adam and Eve. Do you believe they were real?
Yes.
Me too. All right.
Me
go
three.
On. Go on.
Me three. What is the coolest app on your phone?
I mean, I don't have games or anything.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with, like, my gay apps, I guess.
Yeah, what are they?
Tell us. The coolest one. Just the coolest.
I'm a Scruff user.
I don't know what this is.
What is this?
So, basically, everything started with Grindr.
Obvi.
Yeah. And then Grindr became a little too, like, young and... It was just like too many guys, and it was hard to navigate. So they started like branching off and making all these things. And Scruff is basically Grindr for guys with hair, like beards or.
So it's like if you prefer facial hair or
body hair.
Body hair. Okay. Yeah. So more.
And
of
then
a...
I think there's Growler.
Oh.
Which is for
scary.
Yeah. Sounds like beer to me. I like a beer growler.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. It's for bears.
Okay.
You know what a bear is?
Yeah, I know what
a bear is. Well, that's a hairy man, right?
It's a big hairy man.
A big hairy man.
You log on, there's either a picture of yourself. I have a face pic, but many men just have like torso pics. But no, you can't just have a dick pic on there. And so it'll usually start out where it'll be like, hey.
Yeah.
And then there's the show looking is based on a thing that you say. It's like looking question mark. Because it means
what else would you be doing?
Are you
there?
Looking for sex now, though?
Oh, okay.
Oh, what were you thinking?
Looking for love.
No.
It's just sex.
Yeah, it's basically a sex app.
Okay.
Scruff.
Scruff.
Okay, so
all of them.
All of them.
Would you be on Scruff and not be looking?
Yeah, that's where I've gotten myself into now because I'm just. If like I'm bored in bed, or just want some validation or whatever, you just log on and guys are like, hey, like hot pic.
Oh, okay. So you can get little comments.
Yeah, and now I'm seeing someone, so I'm not really looking to have sex with anyone, but I'm still on it, and he's still on it.
Oh, so now you're not looking.
I'm not looking.
You know, you need to get off of it.
I know. I need to get off my phone.
Yeah.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Sophomore year of high school.
Respectable. Okay. I mean, young, but not.
And I hated the guy. Hated him.
Oh, so are you a gold star?
Put my fingers in one once, the girl won.
my fingers in one once.
I mean, sounds, yeah.
It wasn't for me. No. I won't say it was bad, but it wasn't
not for you.
Me. I knew immediately.
It's like pate. It's not for me, you know?
Yeah.
It's fine for others.
I like pate.
There you go.
So people can be different.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this world we live in.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We don't have to make those choices.
No. And you know what? If someone is going to like pate, who am I to say
exactly that
they're right or wrong? Just don't do it in front of me.
Okay. So getting back to this animal situation. So let's go back to Scruff for a second.
I'm ready for the learning.
Yeah. Okay. So you could hop onto Scruff and you might just be browsing and someone's going to say, hey, you interested? You available?
Looking?
Looking?
Looking or into?
Into.
And they like, into. No one uses complete
sentences. Like fingers
sentences.
Into vagina?
No, they're like, because there are so into. Many, basically into in like the simplest of forms means are you a top or a bottom?
Oh.
It does?
How does, okay, so if someone says.
She's like perplexed. I
don't understand.
This.
I'm trying to figure out how.
When into. They say into, do they mean me into you or are you into me?
No, they mean what are you into?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got so it. Like, that is
so much
brief.
Confusion there.
Yeah, you'll literally, sometimes it's not even hi, it's just into.
Into. Jesus, let's cut to the chase. I mean, mm-hmm. I've never seen such
what
brevity.
What are you into? Into. Got it.
Oh, okay. You're not asking. No. I was like, am I going to have to? Okay.
No, please.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. What are you?
I am versatile. Oh. I'm versatile.
Look at you.
He's bi.
Yeah. I'm bi.
There you go. Yeah. I feel like this is the bi in you coming out. In like 5 years, you're going to be like, I'm a power bottom.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I would love to be. I would love to be that specific of a person. Yeah.
And so you go into, you go everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, I mean, like, I think they both, like, feel good with different people.
Yeah. Okay, so into comes mm-hmm. up, and then you're just flipping through, so you're like, not into, I'm not looking, I'm just here, just kind of trying to take in the sights and get a little boost of ego going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but the weird thing is, like, it sounds like it can just happen so fast, but most people are doing what I'm doing. Okay. So it's like, and most people are lying in bed while they're doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And no one wants to get out of their bed and, like,
That's
put
terrible.
On clothes. And, like, I feel like in New York it might be different
yeah.
or, like, in a city where you could walk.
Sure.
But, like going through this means you have to get in your car, find parking, like sometimes at 2 a.m. when you're drunk. It's just a lot of steps. So sometimes you'll just like ask them for pictures and yeah. like that's
good enough.
Wow. So and can they send the pictures on the app?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So you have on Scruff particularly, you have a private album so you could unlock. So sometimes they'll just be like unlock question mark. There are never words. Like
oh
it's like
gosh.
Just like one word.
So
it
like,
really is crazy.
It's basically just like dick. Show me?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Unlock
like,
means
so
I want to see your penis right now.
Right.
So
yeah.
fast. I love this.
Yeah.
Have you ever said unlock to someone and they said no?
I am weary about doing it before I know that they're into me. You know, I wouldn't just be like unlock. It like, you know, they'd be like, hey, you're cute. And I'd be like, oh, you too, unlock. Because I know that they already think
they
I'm
paid
cute.
You a compliment, so the door is then open.
Mm-hmm. Dick.
We unlock the door to dick
unlock
pics.
Unlock that
Now,
door.
How many dick pics are you having
yeah.
on this app?
And really, before you answer that, how many, in addition to that, I would like you to tag that answer with how many pics of your dick did you take before you picked the dick pics to put in the unlock box?
I hear you. I hear you. I don't have any dick pics in my unlocks.
What?
I have a shirtless pic and another like face pic.
All right.
And I do have dick pics, but I, you know, in this industry, you know, you just don't want to get that stuff out there, guys.
Right.
You know? Like I'll send a picture of just my dick, but I won't. Like my really close friend, Jeffrey, he had this thing. Actually, crazy. A lot of our friends who were sending these dick pics ended up on this Tumblr page about a year and a half ago. And it was our whole group of friends. And everyone was like, who the fuck is doing this?
Yeah.
Because someone
scary.
That knew us all was like posting these naked
collecting.
Pictures. Collecting. Yeah. And
that's
so if you
okay.
typed in, if you, he's like proud of this. So if you typed in like Jeffrey Self penis, it would like come up. I think they might have deleted it, but he's very proud of it. He looks good in the picture. Okay. So
what kind of animal is Jeffrey?
Jeffrey was a twink and now he's a twunk.
Those aren't animals, though.
But it's so a twink is also a chicken.
Okay. I think we need to break it all down.
Yeah.
Let's start it from the top.
I think we need to take a couple big steps back, reset the clock, and let's just start from the beginning.
It's gross because you just think of like a skinned, like just not like
I'm
with
there.
Feathers
okay,
on it. You
got
know?
It. A
There's no feathers
chicken.
With the chicken.
Okay.
That's what a twink is.
So no body hair.
No body hair.
The antithesis of someone on Scruff.
Yeah.
Or growler.
What's growler?
Bears.
Okay.
Or cubs.
You're learning so good, Emily.
Okay. I'm in.
We'll do this. Okay.
Let's start from the beginning.
So chickens, twinks. Now, what's a twunk?
A twunk is an old twink.
Got it.
Oh, dear God. I feel so bad for Twunks.
I know.
Hold on.
I know. Because Twunks do not age well. Because
how old are you when you're a Twunk? Because how old is Jeffrey?
Well, Jeffrey's only like 28 now.
And he's already a Twunk.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can be in your 20s and be Twunked out already.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's a cruel business.
It's okay. A hard world.
Twink, Twunk.
Yeah.
Bears. What else do we have?
Then cubs. Oh, which are young bears.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And
they're usually a little bit more compact. Mm-hmm. Like they have like a tighter fat. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? They have good body. Like it's weird. And then there's muscle bears as well.
Okay.
Like that's how people describe me.
Yeah.
Real muscle bear. Yeah.
And those Emily guys the are usually bear. Like tattooed. So you.
Yeah. Right.
Really,
me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just like jacked. And they don't have fat. So you can have like a 6-pack and be a muscle bear. Right. But they're like you know, like if you go to the gym and you see like the steroidy guys, that's like a muscle bear.
Would a muscle bear maybe have hair on their shoulders?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Twink, Twunk, muscle bear yeah. Cub.
Okay, cubs are bears. Cute. And I like the bear community. Yeah. They're very nice.
That's good. They're mm-hmm. warm.
But you yourself are not a bear.
No, I'm an otter.
An otter.
Okay. Well,
what is an otter?
What is this?
I don't like to like really think I'm any of them, but I guess physically I would. So
you seem pretty comfortable blurting out I'm an otter. It doesn't seem like your first day.
Because it's been like spat out so much. Right. Like you're an otter. So you just at some point you're like, I guess I'm an otter.
How have we never heard otter? I have Emily.
Never.
Brett.
Somebody called me an otter the other day. I thought they meant I looked like an otter.
No.
No.
And then
you're about to learn what it meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Brett, our sound man. He's taking it all in. So
can you pull
confirm?
Down your shirt a little bit?
Oh wow.
Just a little.
Just a little.
Otter. Yeah.
Otter.
Fully otter.
Okay, yeah. So it's like
if this wasn't
but
enough.
But if you okay, so I'll explain. So, he could be one of two things.
Explain what happened when he pulled down his shirt.
I saw a bit of hair. Okay. So an otter is a hairy twink, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
But you can also fall into.
If you call him an otter twunk, you are going to have to be escorted out.
There's like weirdly no such thing as an otter twunk. You go from like because I guess. A lot of the otters, this will probably all like disintegrate in the next like 3 years. This is just where we're at right now.
Yeah, right.
But then there's wolf.
Okay.
Which is hairy.
Hairy.
And slender and muscular.
Okay.
And then those, they have like wolf packs.
You guys both look like wolves to me.
I was going to say
not
you're.
Not any of them.
You're actually, how muscular?
He's a straight man. Brett is a straight man. But we're just talking about types.
Mm-hmm. And then this is like a kind of new one, pup, which is like a young cuddly gay guy.
Yeah.
And then there's a leather pup, which is really disturbing. Yeah. And I actually brought a picture. I wanted to show you.
Oh my God, you brought us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Nobody's ever brought us a, visual cue.
So they're basically.
I'm very excited to see a picture.
They're basically young cuddly gay men that wear these leather pup masks and pup gear.
What?
And they crawl around.
Well, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is like full leather face mask.
Yeah, it's a little disturbing. And they wear tails and they wag their tails around.
Where are you when you're wearing this? Like, how do you come out as a leather pup?
How do you come out? It's like a community. There are bars for it.
Okay.
And like,
okay.
Yeah.
This seems like something that's very underground.
You know what? Yeah, it might be a little like alternative gay, but it's, you know, I wouldn't call it like mainstream gay, but then again, like there are so many of each people in every community that nothing really feels like mainstream or non-mainstream gay to me anymore. I don't know.
Okay. So wait, what did we just see? That was a
leather pup.
Leather pup.
And on that, I think we're going to take our break.
Is that it? Did we do it? Is that the animal kingdom?
I think we got everything. Yeah. Yeah,
and if you're just looking like a regular gay dude.
Well, that's what I think I look like.
Right.
And then people are like, otter. And
because
I'm like,
of that hairy chest.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. OMFG.
Building a website can be tough. And even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful website templates for you to work with. Not only that, but those templates are part of Squarespace's responsive design, which means your website scales to look great on any device, further minimizing the hassles of making a website on your own. Every website you build also comes with a free online store if you need it. Just need something minimalistic but powerful? Their cover page feature also allows you to set up a beautiful one-page online presence in minutes. Seriously, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So, what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use offer code OMFG to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for OMFG. We thank Squarespace for their support. Squarespace, build it beautiful. OMFG! Welcome back. Yeah. We're here with Jordan Firstman.
There's so much to deal with right now. I mean...
Well, I have a question. Yeah. I really want to know, Jordan, you mentioned you just started seeing someone. Mm-hmm. My last animal question... What animal is he?
Great question, Emma.
He's like that last one. He's just a
guy.
Just
a guy.
He's just a guy.
Okay. But not an otter?
No, he's not hairy.
Okay.
He's not hairy.
Oh. Ask a youth. Oh my God, it's Drew Jokey. Hi.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for coming in.
It seemed like you guys were talking about really boring things, so I thought I was going to come in and just say
thank
hi.
You.
That's nice.
Oh, hi, I'm Drew Jokey.
Nice to
meet you.
Hi, Drew. You look just like my aunt.
Is your aunt wonderful and incredible and good at high kicks? Good.
You guys know each other?
We do.
We kind of do.
I know.
All too well.
We do. This is a public forum now. You can't lie.
Okay.
You cannot lie.
Okay. Okay. So I'd like to start over.
Okay.
Everything I've said is a lie so far. No, we do lots of crazy social and artistic shenanigans together.
That's nice.
Yeah. And sometimes social artistic things.
Sometimes. Well, I think it is that it's all sort of tied together.
We're all just
storytellers in this world. And
when it comes
beautiful.
Down to it.
Oh, you guys are all giving me properly gross faces. I'm glad and I'm thrilled.
Yeah. True. Did you, like, okay, so you're... I feel like you probably asked him everything there is to ask him in real life, or do you have a question for this youth?
I have a question. It involves this new trend, and I'm wanting to know if the youths think about it.
Right.
What's your experience with oil pulling?
Oh, my God.
Have you guys talked about this before?
We have never.
Okay.
No.
Do you do it? Do you know what it is?
I absolutely not. I do not support it.
You don't support it?
No,
you
don't
put your support behind it?
No, I think it is the grossest thing in the world.
He is coming out so strong against oil.
I don't care if it would save my life. I wouldn't do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're so pro scruff.
Yeah.
And you're so
I was
going to
say anti-natural cold-pressed oil
cold
in your
mouth. Cold-pressed oils in your mouth.
I did it once.
Yeah.
With what?
With ghee.
Okay, that's Indian butter.
It's Indian butter.
That's really foul.
Take us through the process for people who don't know what oil pulling is.
So the process began with me going to an Ayurvedic healer.
Mm.
And she was like, you have to do this, this, and this. You have to start your day every day with putting boiling 2 teaspoons of ghee, and I didn't know what it was, and then gargling that or like swishing it in your mouth for 30 minutes. So I was like, okay.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I go get the ghee.
Yeah.
And it's rock hard.
Sure.
And I'm like, this smells like margarine, not even butter. It smelled like margarine. Mm-hmm. And I like boil it and then put it in a spoon and I do it. And it just imagine gargling melted butter.
No. Mm-hmm.
It was, and I was like, just spit it out immediately. I'm never
did
doing
you,
it again.
Did you, because I have oil pulled, Drew. Mm-hmm.
I do it all the time.
Emily?
I love it.
Never done it.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Drew, we'll get down to it.
Okay.
But I feel like gargling might have sent
gargling
you
gargling is
in
not
the wrong
what you're supposed
direction.
To be doing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I can't gargle any, I can't think of doing that for 30 minutes.
No, there's no way. Gargling, also, it's wrong. You're not supposed to get it anywhere near your throat because you can accidentally swallow it. And you get a mouthful of bacteria and 6,000 calories or however many calories are in that. I mean, like,
Let's not forget. 6,000 calories and a teaspoon.
No, but
480 grams of fat.
Here's how you're supposed to do it. I don't know who this healer, with the witch hippie, this street trash that you picked up. I don't know who she is, but I have words for her. First of all, coconut.
Fuck you.
First of all, fuck you. Second of all, coconut oil.
Yes, and
a lot of other people like sesame, but I prefer the taste of coconut oil myself.
Baby.
And it's delicious. And you get it, and it's the creepiest thing is the very first moment of it because it's still hard and it feels like Crisco in your mouth. Mm-hmm. But it tastes like very faintly of coconut. It's not even as strong as coconut water. And you hold it in, of course, the front. It's to clean out your teeth and your tongue,
and
not
your
throat and your gums. So you hold it for 20 minutes and you sort of mush it around in your mouth and it's pulling it. So it actually attracts because your teeth are really porous and they hold on to a lot of bacteria in your body. And it will extract all that. It works like soap. It just attracts all the dirt and grime.
I want to do it right now.
And then you spit it out. And
Should we do it before
you have any water. Do it in the first thing in the morning before you do anything. And
How much are we putting in? Like a tablespoon?
As much as you can get in your mouth. Ideally, you want to put like a large tablespoon. Okay. Like as much as you can in your mouth.
So now I did
And then don't spit it in the sink because it'll harden your pipe. So spit it in the trash.
Oh, good
note.
Very good note.
Don't every time you hear it, you think it's just something awful like the U.S. is doing. Like they're pulling oil.
Oil pulling, like fracking.
Like fracking. Yeah.
It does sound
This is mouth fracking. And it's incredible.
I did text my dentist and said, oil pulling yay or nay.
I'm sorry, you text your dentist?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's dig into
That's a bunch. Did he say nay?
He said nay.
Why?
He didn't explain.
Can we text him?
Because he wants you to keep coming back there for visits. I don't know. I'm not crazy into like, it's an ancient thing. I wouldn't say it can replace brushing your teeth.
That's what I'd say.
So it's like bukkake.
No. It's just like bukkake. Yeah. It's like beautiful bukkake.
An ancient practice.
That's a callback to like our first episode where we tried to learn about bukkake. We didn't try. It just came our way. And
literally.
Yes.
Wow. Hey guys, I do comedy.
I love comedy.
I'm here all week. I'm always looking for an end.
Oh my God.
You guys know any open mics? I'd love to do one.
You got shows like that. You doing mics?
Do mics, mics, mics. Yeah, Morgan Wallen told us that it was an ancient tradition. With every bit of her heart, she believed it to be
true. I believe that more than oil pulling.
No, absolutely not. No, it's a thing. And what I will say about it is that my teeth look a lot whiter after when I do it after a while.
And how long have you done it?
I've just gotten back into it,
right.
But I was doing it for, I did it for, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 months.
That's what I would say. I think it's 2 or 3 months break.
And then I took a little break from it, just mainly because the last time I went to Trader Joe's, they were out of coconut oil because everyone's
I feel like we're living the same
So are we the same person?
We might be.
And then I just kind of just didn't get around to it for a while. And then you get off the schedule and you want to kind of do it regularly. But for mild, not massive hangovers, I definitely feel a difference. It definitely helps that. It helps me sleep so much better, which really is weird. But it does clean out bacteria. I've noticed it like immediately. But I would imagine... Like
so
a dentist
right
or like Western medicine wouldn't endorse it because they would say, you know, like there's no sort of proof that it actually does anything. And for some people, but.
Now, Drew, I spit it into the toilet bowl and flush. Trouble?
That is trouble because it can clog your pipes. It can harden. Because the oil will harden. It goes to the consistency that it was before you put it in your mouth and it hardens.
Now, you boys know each other from a little show that is a web series, and Jordan directed it, or is it not?
It's just a short.
It's just the one?
It's just the one.
Oh, I keep thinking there's more that I'm
going to
see.
Well, hopefully there will be more.
We want more.
We're talking about that.
I keep thinking I'm just not Googling it correctly, and there's more that
Googling.
I haven't.
Oh, Deanna, you've got to figure out Google.
Well, I thought I did.
It's a very tricky site.
But I've been Googling, and one thing has come up for the both of you, and it's called the Disgusting. That you're both in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was something Jordan came to me. This was his idea. He was like, we do go out a lot and see a lot of, and we are magnets for garbage people.
Crazy people.
So just the things that we've heard and the things that people have said, like we're like, oh my God, can you believe that person just said that to the other person or whatever. And so Jordan
Remember that guy from Panama? What did he say that we were just crying for the rest of the night?
There was something he said that was just so... just inexcusably rude, and he kept talking. Like, yeah. he wouldn't even acknowledge that it was rude when he said that, and we both were laughing so
crying
hard.
Crying laughing in front of him. And like,
I can't believe you just said that. And that's the thing where we're like, wow, we have so much of that. And also, we just know a lot of people in, I mean, we live in paradise out here, and we have these amazing lives, really, compared to, I mean, even the fact it starts drizzling today and everyone goes crazy on Facebook. Meanwhile, there's like huge snowstorm in the east.
I can't.
So it's like the people that live here that can't appreciate any of it, that are so bitter and so angry and have this horrible outlook on it. So Jordan wrote this. We're at the script where, like, we're outside in this beautiful environment, beautiful weather. We went to a movie. We go for a hike. We see a girl doing yoga.
Yeah.
We go to a bar after the hike. That's our day. And yet we could not be more miserable.
Yeah.
Right. So he sent it to me, and I said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we made it.
We just did it.
And it's super funny, and you want to punch these two in the face, which means they did a really good job.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is that because it did all right online, mostly with gay people, any like negative comments, any haters just added to the piece.
Right.
Because, exactly. Like, I know. It was a thing we didn't even think of, but the people that would write things about it, and they were like, well, and there are other things too. Like, we've both been treated like we are those people before. Like, we've been at the festivals before, and people think they're going to come up and just say something so bitchy and so raunchy to us. And we're like, oh God, we are not, the whole point, the whole reason you would make something this.
Yeah.
It's because you guys are really good at it.
But
that's
like,
why.
They're really like, you know, we've had people with me like come up and just be so crazy and they say things like, I hated your movie in some weird way of like trying to be fun. And we're like, well, there was no art in that statement.
Yeah. It's like, I just feel that was just mean and I feel pain.
And then that's how we react. And they go, no, I was kidding. I meant, I loved it. I was just, and I'm like, no, goodbye.
Yeah.
Nice.
Came over.
There's no humor in it.
No.
Yeah. But, Drew, you want to turn your phone off?
I'm sorry. I was getting a thank you text from my friend Melinda
Hill.
No, he
was just showing the disgusting.
Yeah.
I have a phone. I have an iPhone. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of them. It's really
gorgeous
cool.
4S.
Yes. It sure is.
Slams.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, look, it has all the bebops that I need.
Handles all of the texts that he's getting because he's so popular.
So popular. So popular. Yeah.
Has there been a new Chloe out in the world?
There's going to be a new one. Jim and I realized that we made one almost a year ago that we didn't put up. And so we were like, oh, we have this other one. So it should go up soon.
Like an archive.
It's an archived. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. It's going to be just, no one's going to understand any of it.
Yeah.
Unlike the others that are so clear. makes so much sense. So yeah, that's coming up. And then a bunch of like web stuff coming out, and I don't even know.
Yeah, well, it doesn't.
I'm
going
to be on a Kroll show this year.
Ooh,
and Bob's Burgers.
Fun.
So those are two of my favorite shows I got to
do. And you have another Drunk History, right?
Oh, yeah. But that'll probably be in the summer sometime. Okay. So, yeah.
Look out for next summer.
Next summer, y'all. Look out. I'm going to blow up.
It's like, I feel scared for next summer now. It's going to be too intense.
Oh. It's going to be a lot. I was ask you another thing. I was going to tell you about how I was really... But it's not really a question as much as an observation that I love that your generation is so sexually fluid. And you were already talking about sex anyway, but like no straight gay definers anymore. That's just going the way of the dinosaur.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's really kind of great.
I worked for like my side job. I take like photos at events, and I worked at this winter formal this weekend.
Oh, wow. Like a high school?
Yeah.
Kind of thing? I was like, what is that?
And for the first time, like, high schoolers didn't scare me. Like, they're so much nicer now. It's crazy. Wow. Like, everyone was so nice to each other. I didn't see one person, like, call each other anything bad.
Wow.
There were definitely some, like,
they were
guys
all on
that,
Molly.
They were all on Molly. But
they were
all
so
like,
nice until they instantly weren't. hope. I really don't raise my fist at the there's a lot of really cool stuff happening. I'm just like, no, I am who I am. And
thank you for saying that, because so many people hate our generation.
It's true.
Yeah, no,
there's plenty of everything,
better.
But no, I just have to be. I have to be hopeful.
Yeah.
And like, oh God, we like any generation's great.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know.
True. Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
True.
Thanks for having me on.
You
this
come
really
by
fun.
Anytime.
I'm going
you
to
keep
try
me
oil
young.
Pulling.
What?
Yay. I'm going to try
do
oil
it.
Pulling.
I would say do it.
Yeah. Don't do it with ghee. Maybe I'll try with
coconut
oil.
No, not ghee. And don't gargle butter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's gross.
Horrifying.
Just gently pull it through your
gently
teeth.
Gently pull it with your tongue.
Gently pull the butter through your teeth.
Pull it across your gum part.
Gently spread it.
Yay.
Jaunt. All right. All right.
Thanks,
love y'all.
Drew.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, wasn't that fun?
It was the best.
She's still here.
Okay, he's going.
He's going.
No, he's taking Thank us for you. Us
Bye.
With him.
Bye, Drew.
Goodbye, Drew.
Do we have time for the quiz?
Yeah, yes. We totally have okay. time for the quiz.
So I went to Trader Joe's today, and this quiz is called, Are You Too Old to Buy This at Trader Joe's? And so there's like there are like certain things at Trader Joe's that I think are marketed towards like people in their 20s that don't cook, and then people like in their 30s who also don't cook. Because if you are shopping at Trader Joe's, you don't cook because it's not real food,
right.
kind of. Okay.
You arrange things.
Okay. So you just, okay, I'm going to say food and you say if you can eat it or you can't.
Okay.
If
you can't eat it or yeah. we can't. Okay.
Okay. Fruit.
Can.
Yes.
I can eat that.
That's correct.
Can.
Okay. Vanilla almond clusters.
No. I mean, I'm not eating that.
No.
No, I'm definitely not eating
that. Corn flakes.
No.
No.
No, that is an adult food.
Oh, okay. Yes, then, yes.
Well, I'm not eating. Are they...
We got that one wrong.
Vanilla cornflakes?
No, no. Just... vanilla almond clusters yeah. are cornflakes, but that's like a kid's food masquerading as an adult food.
Oh, I see. So yeah. the healthier...
Yeah. yeah.
I'm not going to have Trader Joe's cornflakes, if yeah. that's what
okay,
you're asking.
Okay, okay. Frozen fettuccine Alfredo.
No.
No, no.
Definitely.
No. Frozen risotto.
Yes.
I think yes, too. Yeah. It's harder
yeah.
to make.
Yeah.
A box of tomato and roasted pepper soup.
100% yes. every fucking day.
Yes.
That is my
Do
shit.
Do you think a box of soup is for adults? So I go both ways on this one.
I can say this adult indulges in many a box of the... It's the best. And I don't like tomato soup. How do you like that?
Well, it's really good soup.
It's so good.
You put like a few croutons
no
on
problem.
It and then... Yeah. Okay.
Little so, Parmesan
I actually
cheese.
Like the Latin black bean.
Box Ooh.
Of soup. I'm just saying.
That feels very That's, adult.
Yeah, that feels more adult. Okay, so here's like the wraps.
Okay.
Vietnamese chicken wrap.
No.
Yes.
Yes means adult?
Yes means you can eat it.
We
okay.
can eat
okay,
it.
Okay, turkey club.
No.
No, if an adult is eating a club sandwich, it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Cubano.
We don't, yeah. I don't know
no, for
is.
Either. You can't eat it
I
for younger
or
I just don't like it. buffalo chicken, buffalo style chicken wrap.
Yeah.
No, I don't think buffalo chicken's for adults.
Oh.
Tarragon chicken.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fancy. Tuna salad, no one. chicken salad wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it has pesto on it. the Trader Joe's Tea Tree Tingle Body Wash.
Yeah.
Do you Not think you could buy soap at Trader Joe's?
I think you. We could.
I'm not
I
going
don't.
To. Yeah, I'm not going
but
to.
But you could.
Okay, this one is confusing.
We're not going to get an answer on that one?
I say no.
Okay.
I say, yeah. but then they also have that like other one.
There's a couple.
Yeah. There's one that's not Trader Joe's brand that you can buy, but I think the Trader Joe's one is a no for me.
Not for adults.
Mega Crunch Salad with a bite.
Yes.
It's weird because it sounds like a no,
but
then there's yeah. like kale and stuff
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, I bought it. It's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Chopped Italian.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Cobb.
Yes.
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, no.
Absolutely not.
I feel like I'm really failing.
Okay. Breaded chicken drumellas.
No.
I say yes because you should eat anything that's called a drumella.
A drumella.
And social snackers with a flaky, flavorful cracker perfect for entertaining.
So, I mean, that sounds adult.
I think that if you're that age and need to know how to entertain, you should not be buying those
This
those
was a
crackers.
Very, very layered and complicated yeah. quiz, and I am so happy we took it.
Yay.
Thank you for taking the time to really...
To walk around Trader Joe's on my phone, like
yeah,
writing things down.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I will never go to Trader Joe's and think of it the same way again.
Yeah, I'm going to think of everything in terms of, like, am I... acting my age or am I not yeah. acting my age when I pick
Perfect.
This up?
Perfect.
How about this is I indulge in the breaded eggplant cutlet. How do you feel about that?
Frozen or non-frozen?
It's frozen.
Is it refrigerated or frozen?
It's frozen.
I'm going to say no then.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to say no.
I'll
if
try
it's
to
frozen.
Act my age when I come around those.
But I love that now I'm going to hear your voice when I'm there. It's just like, no.
Absolutely not.
No.
Grow up.
Grow up. I'm going to spank myself and keep walking.
Yeah.
Oh, Jordan, thank you so much.
Thank
that
you
quiz
guys.
Was
wow.
amazing.
This
thank
was fun.
For having
thanks
me.
For being here.
I hope you learned it something.
We did. I feel like we need to have you back again.
My mind expanded, I think, after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's not all it's going to expand.
Oh! My goodness.
Sex.
Fluidity.
Hell yeah. Love that.
All right. We'll all do some oil pulling and report back.
Yep.
I will try it again.
Okay.
And you're not going to... Gargle.
Gargle. Okay. Or do it with butter.
Right. And I'm not
Oh, maybe it was just butter. I just chomped a stick of butter.
Fail.
Fail. All right.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. OMFG. Woo, Deanna. Seems like there is an entire world of male animals.
Ecosystem.
That I didn't know.
I know.
And there's chickens.
There's
otters.
There's the most tragic of all, with twunks.
Oh, gosh, my heart broke.
I would love some photos if anyone wants to tweet us a twunk that they know. I'm so sorry, twunks, but I want to just see, like, what one would consider a twunk.
And, like, right, like, we've known twink. That's, like, a known.
Yes.
But a twunk.
It's tough.
It's heartbreaking.
And I feel like from what Jordan told us, the window.
From twink to twunk.
It's so short.
I mean.
The shelf life of a twink is just but a few years.
And now I feel really bad for people who take their time coming out because you could have been a twink, but when you came out, you're a twunk.
You know, it gets better campaign. I mean, for that alone.
Right.
You know, just to have your time as a twink.
As a young twink.
And do you think, let's say there's a twink who outages the twinks, doesn't want to be a twunk. Maybe can he transition into a leather pup?
Oh, well, yeah, I think a leather pup could be any one of those.
Really?
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Well, you put a mask on it.
Right.
Right? So what's right. under there? Nobody right. nobody knows.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Could be a funky twunk. That's the risk you take.
Yeah. And if anyone has any photos of funky twunks, you know, please tweet us at OMFGpod. I'm Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, America. I'm Chloe Sevigny. Amazing. It's recently come to my attention that I love Toast. There's a simple process to create a Toast. Start with one personal package of King's Hawaiian Sweetbread. I first discovered my admiration for King's Hawaiian Sweetbread at the first annual Memorial for Ideas, sponsored by Acura, Prilosec, and Go-Gurt Squirts. I was seated next to Tinsley Mortimer and her plus one. Amazing. Take your sweetbread out of the sweet sack and place it in a small clay oven or wood-fired grill. While waiting, call up a good friend like Gabby Hoffman, DJ Frankie Knuckles, or Charlotte Rambling. Have a conversation about Fossbinder, Irony, or Pruinza Schauler. Oh, your toast is ready. Slather your bread in cardamom butter. Be careful not to soil your half boots by chip and pepper, your mock bonnet by opening ceremony, or your ironic coin scort by obesity and speed. Eat. Dance. Eat. Rich bread.
I don't give a crap if you don't like my hat, because I know it's amazing.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop. Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.